name is Chad Hall, and I've spent most of my life circling paragraphs, poking holes in stories, and taking apart things that I can't always put back together. Whether it's in books or true crime documentaries, conversations or trending topics, I find gaps that most people breeze past. So this is a place to take my questions and to try to understand them. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I miss something or I change my mind. This is my podcast. It matters, but it doesn't. Walking frees us. Henry David Thoreau wrote in his short book, Walking, "When you walk, news becomes unimportant. Soon you've lost all knowledge of the world and its gymnastics." I've discovered this to be true. I've discovered walking to be like a medicine for my mind. Several years ago, when I was fighting to get out of the darkest period of my life, I found that my only relief came from long, meandering strolls through the neighborhoods around my house. Sometimes I would head out the door and I wouldn't return for 2 or 3 hours until my feet were throbbing and my hips were aching, and I became addicted to it. It became some sort of transcendent experience for me. It became like a cleansing that would wash away the black bugs of the world clinging to my skin from the night and the day before. I've also discovered that walking can serve as a sort of time travel. That when you walk and you allow yourself to get lost in it, it can become any moment. You will no longer carry the acute awareness that it is X day of X year. And not in some metaphysical or existential way, but similar to what Thoreau is saying. Many of the things in our environments serve as continually chiming alarms that alert us to the where and the when that we are. The emails, the text messages, the tweets, the news, the radio continually chirping. It's Monday. It's Monday. It's 2021. It's 2021. It's February. But when we walk and we pull ourselves away from these continual reminders, we lose touch with that hyper-awareness of time. We actually forget when we are. Time moves differently. It could be noon. It could be 2 p.m. It could be 2:30. It doesn't matter as much. The same happens to our days. It could be Tuesday. It could be Saturday. It doesn't matter. We've all experienced this. We've all lost track of the day, especially during lockdown. We suddenly have to remind ourselves it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. And sometimes we even lose the placeholder entirely. And we have to ask other people to remind us when we are. What day is today? If you walk long enough and far enough, if you enter that meditative, blissful, endorphin-saturated state of mind that comes from a long stroll, you can experience a larger displacement of time. You can actually feel the sense that ties you to this moment in history fade away. Now, I'm not suggesting actual time travel here. I'm also not suggesting that you completely lose touch with the present moment. I am suggesting that you can fall into a half-dreamy sense of disentanglement, where the year itself becomes unimportant and almost unintelligible. It's a state where you look at each house and you notice how few visual reminders there are that it is, in fact, the year that it is. After all, how much do houses change from year to year? And how many of those changes directly reflect a specific numeric year? Houses, after all, are designed to remain unchanged for decades. And no one is painting the date on their front door or burning it into the grass. Roofs don't have large visible timestamps, and gutters are just gutters. The same things can be said of the cars passing by, most of which are not the current model. They're just cars in general, and buses are just buses. And the fashion of the average person walking on the street or sitting on a bench rarely reflects a trendy sense of now. In fact, the attire of the average person, the jeans, the t-shirts, the hats, the sweatshirts, they seem to reflect some imaginary universal era of time. And street signs are just street signs. They change so infrequently that they more often disintegrate into illegibility before they're replaced. In that vacancy of the moment, it can be any time. It can be any year. And unless I purposefully try to disprove myself by hunting for confirmation among the smallest details, I can actually believe for brief moments that it is a year earlier, or 5 years before that, or 15 years, or that it's 1962. There's a tremendous and unexpected relief that comes from this sense of dislocation. It allows me temporarily to let go of the responsibilities of now, not simply the emails and tasks and bills waiting on my desk, but also to unload the weight of elections, climate crises, starving children, coups, and unjust deaths. It's not that these things become unimportant. You just forget about them for a minute or an afternoon. The way that parents briefly allow themselves to forget about their children for an hour alone in a nice restaurant, maybe once a month. When we walk, we can let go of being a person in this time. We can let go of the bright red pin declaring you are here in the timeline of history. And one foot in front of the other, we can just exist as something moving, something observing, and something breathing. When we walk, we can wonder and we can imagine the experience of standing on this exact corner in 1983, 1991, and 2004. And we can be there briefly. This is the podcast version of It Matters, But It Doesn't, which is also available in blog and newsletter form. So if you would like to reference the original post or leave a comment, you can do so at itmatters.substack.com, where you can also subscribe to the newsletter version. And when you get there, you will also discover that there are both free and paid subscriptions available. The paid subscribers will help to pay for the work that I do to write these episodes. And they will also allow me to keep this free for those who can't afford to support right now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you when I see you.